Jesus, you are the greatest gift. Gift, the greatest gift of all. Sing it with me.
The greatest, the greatest.
Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus with myself, Pastor E. And yes, Jesus is the greatest. I don't care what we're going through. We can always testify that Jesus is the greatest gift of all. It doesn't have to just be in Christmas time, and it doesn't just have to be on Easter. Jesus is the greatest gift every second that I can lift my hands and praise him. Every second that I can lift my hands and worship him, every second that I can give a breath to speak about the name Jesus. And yes, our forum is to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Yes, we will bring in mixed panels. We're going to have a special guest in this season. But yes, we'll all share Jesus with the world through our testimony to go and make disciples, not with our mouths, but through our lives. And no matter how sinful or broken you are, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life. It doesn't matter if it's big time, small time. Sin is sin. Let's just put it out there. We must reject sin and be conformed, and watch this word, restored, my God, to be what God has called us to be. And yes, Jesus can forgive you, number one. Yes, Jesus can heal your wounds, number two. And number three, Jesus can change the complete direction of your life when you decide a healthy and righteous life, following Jesus, going after him, denying yourself, taking up your cross and actually following him. And yes, following him, excuse me. Oh, I get to talk about Jesus. I get so excited. Following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others who need him. Now, you could look at that and say, that's anybody. Watch this. The moment I met Jesus, testimony time, he immediately gave me the privilege to do the most important thing that I've ever been able to do, and that's share his love. That's tell somebody about his forgiveness and his redemption. And because I'm spiritual, I now move into restoring them through gentleness. My God, that's my responsibility, to embrace the privilege, to follow him, to share his great love and the message with others, and leave the rest on Jesus. Amen. Sow the seed. He'll water, he'll harvest, he'll take care of the rest if we do what he's called us to do. Well, family, welcome back to Let's Talk Jesus. We have been on break for a moment here. We thank you for our consistent listeners that have been on the archives. Our archive numbers have went ballistic. We see the proof that God is still using us, even though we haven't been live in the month of December and partial in November, and maybe even longer than that. But for the reason that God gave us, we owe no explanations. This is God Network, and we do what God tells us to do. Now, I will share with you as we go forward that Let's Talk Jesus will be complete throughout this 52-week season of 2019. Some weeks may be replays, but in this first quarter right now of this season, we are inviting guests to come and sit on the panel with me and talk about Jesus. We tried it in the first season, which was 3 years ago, to bring in a panel, and that didn't work. Then after that, it left me, so I had to continue to talk Jesus. And then Jesus said, pull out, and let's see if anybody asked, if anybody questions. Now, you know, if you're the one person out there that asked me about every broadcast, go ahead and let yourself off the hook. But God said, wait and see who's asking. And it's just amazing to sit back and without saying one word, because I will bug you. I will remind you if that's an agreement we have. And if you're on my social media, that just goes along with the package. But if we have an agreement, I'm going to bug you. I'm going to tag you. I'm going to remind you. And if it ever becomes a problem, I will give this disclaimer right now. All you have to do is send me a message and say, Pastor E, we appreciate you. We got the number. We got the schedule. But don't remind us anymore. I will take you out of that queue. And it would be my pleasure to release you from that agreement that we made. And if we never made it and it's annoying you, me tagging you, posting on your page, whatever, just ask me to stop, and I'll definitely, without any hard feelings, remove that option, because I really don't pay attention. I see people's name, but I just keep punching. You can't imagine how many times and how many events I send out throughout a week. So pray with me, be patient with me, but understand that it's no condemnation here, and this is free will. So we want you to be a part of it. But number two, in this season, if you would like to be a part of this broadcast and become a guest on one of our Monday shows, send me a message. We'll get a date. I'll send out some available dates. We'll get you plugged in now. And then we'll go forward with producing the flyer and getting everything promoted for that. But we want to be, in this season, open to bringing in one guest. Now, I got some names right now already in the process of checking their schedule and getting back with me. We'll fill in the dates at that point. But we're believing God for great things, for dead stuff to be alive in 2019. If somebody believes that, come on, clap your hands with me today and shout Jesus in this place. We're talking about restoring the dead things to life, not by power and not by might, but by the presence and by the Spirit of God. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. So we're excited to continue to go forward and to open the discussion. We will, not every night, open up the lines to talk Jesus on this particular time. But when God gives us a word, we're going to deliver the word. We're going to go forward. And on those sessions, when it is a talk opportunity, we will definitely allow the lines to be open. The lines are always open for you if you do not know the Lord as your personal Savior, even if you used to know him and you need to re-know him. dial 1. If at any time you're going through a crisis or a situation, dial 1. If there's everything pop up, dial 1. If there's something going, dial 1. We will not block that. We will honor that thing because we're here to be available. But we want to be decent in order, and we want to do things according to the will of God. Now, tonight is a promo of Let's Talk Jesus. I'm going to share a couple of principles that were of our basis on Let's Talk Jesus. And to talk about Jesus, you got to do what first? Know Jesus. And to know Jesus, you have to relate with Jesus. And to relate with Jesus, you have to submit to Jesus. And to submit to Jesus, you have to die to yourself. Somebody write this down somewhere. But before anything will ever come to life in God, something must die. The lesser things can no longer live when you are attempting to let God live in your life. Oh, yeah, not on your shoulder, not in your pocketbook, not in your car. No, when you are attempting to have God, Jesus Christ, live in you, something must die. And the thing is that has to die is you. And you notice that in Luke 9 and 23, a base scripture here that we don't mind saying 50 million times, is that if you desire to come after, most of us think it's all about following just off the bat. I'm following Jesus, and that's the only thing I go. No. The word of God says, number one, if you desire to come after me, now I'm speaking in third person. I'm still Pastor Edward Hamilton, but I'm speaking from the word of God as Jesus is speaking to anyone. He says, if you, are you part of the you? Number one question. If you desire to come after me, here's some requirements I have for you, son. Here's some requirements I have for your daughter. You must, number one, deny yourself. See, before you could ever follow, before you could ever go after, before you could ever relate with God, you have to know that you must die. Write that big on every mirror, on every available place that you can to remind you that I must die. Now, I'm not asking anybody to do anything that I don't do all the time, because I'm nothing but dead. The Bible even says that if anyone here thinks he's anything, he is nothing. Read Galatians chapter 5. He is nothing. He deceives himself. We have to stop lying and deceiving ourselves. We have to become so accountable to going after. Because see, when you go after God, you want to know who God is, so you can now identify with God. Most of us are following things. Most of us are going after things, and we really don't understand that that's not God. Oh, the Bakoto Shanda. You want some word on that to show you? Well, let me show you this. When you're following the world, that means you're following the flesh. Well, the Bible says, it says resist the flesh, and you will, it says resist the flesh, and you will now walk in the spirit. And then it says, if you walk in the spirit, you will now not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It even goes a little bit farther in Galatians to teach us that the flesh is contrary, opposite to the spirit. And likewise, the spirit to the flesh. They are in a constant battle because one wants total control. So I must now not be physical, but I must now make my life spiritual and going after God in the spirit. So if I want to go after God in the spirit, I have to know who is God. What are the qualities? Can you search the word of God and say, I found some qualities in God? What is the first quality you found in God? Oh, yes, you did. You've experienced God through Jesus Christ here on earth in the flesh. What was the first thing you could learn, and which one was the first thing that you could identify with God? I'll give it a minute to marinate, because the number one thing that we have to be able to identify with God and know that the first thing he did for me was to love me. Challenge is still out there for anyone on this line that would like to join in on the How God Loved Me challenge. You have to the 31st to write a 1-3 page essay. Paragraph, if you like, but whatever it is to explain, how it came to life for you that God really loved you, not because you were born, not because of the things that happened. No, in your personal coming over into the anyone crowd, You remember the ones that are in Christ Jesus? How did he love you? And you just, it was like the light went off. He really loves me. Not because of John 3:16, that personal story. Come on, get that story in there. But you still, to know how he loved you, you have to know his characteristics. You have to know his qualities. You have to know that everything about him was one mind with God, one purpose with God, one plan with God. Even though the plans of his walk here on earth were in contrary to his flesh. He battled the flesh just like we do. But the good thing about it is he won. Oh, my God. See, we're talking about the characteristics of Jesus Christ, because as we talk with him, we're not just going to be running our mouths and trying to make a good broadcast with a lot of numbers. And we realize it's going to take a couple weeks to get everybody back up to par. We've been away for a minute. We're going to respect that and go forward. But guess what? We still must know Jesus, whether if it's one or whether it's a million. We still must know Jesus as our what? Personal Lord and Savior. It must become a command that I want to know him as my personal Lord. It's a declaration in my life that I want to know him. It is a standard in my life that I want to know him as my personal Lord and Savior. If I want to know him as my personal Lord and Savior, I want to know, what did he stand for? What was his qualities? Did he have qualities? And did he have qualities? And this is important. Did he have qualities that I could really obtain? Well, I'm here to tell you, I found some that are working for me. And not only, it's not just working for me, but it's working for others too, because the word of God is, it says it will not return void. And that's unto him. But is it returning void to you? That means there's no life. That means there's no substance. That means that you're not standing on solid ground, but you're standing on pebbles, grass, or whatever it is. But you're not on solid ground. You are on shaky ground. And we must get on the foundation of Jesus Christ. And we must know that there's a time to become one with him. Oh, yes, I want to be unified with you. Yes, you want to be unified with me. Yes, we want to be friends. We want to be covenant partners. We want to be all of those things. But guess what? We better be with Jesus first so we can really be together. We'll mess around and get mad at each other and cut each other off and stop talking to one another and get in our own thing when we do things our way. My God. But when we do things his way with his qualities, there's no way we're going to fall out. There's no way we're not going to agree. There's no way that there's going to be confusion or backbiting or gossip. The only result will be love, joy, and happiness. Turn your Bibles with me to First Peter this evening. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this opportunity just to brush lightly this evening over this journey of talking about you. And Lord, we thank you that each and every person that comes, each and every person that's sent, each and every person that ministers on this broadcast will know you as their personal Lord and Savior in a personal relationship that they can sup with you and that you sup with them. And then as they share, we'll hear nothing but you come out of this testimony. So, Lord, we honor you today like never before. Lord, we give you the best praise. We give you the best accolades right now that, Lord, everything we do for you. This broadcast is to exemplify you. This broadcast is to share you. This broadcast is to be more like you. So, Heavenly Father God, we release our spirit of condemnation. We release our spirit of unforgiveness. And Lord, we ask you that you give us the strength to pay attention. Oh, my God. To give us the ability to, as we seek you, to find you. And Lord, as we dwell in your presence, you remove anything that is not pleasing before we even get in your atmosphere. You remove anything that is not lifting you up. Take away anything in us that's all us. Any fragment that we've looked over, any molecule, any DNA, any cell. That is still remnant in this body. Remove it right now, that every living organ in my body is here worshiping you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you. And Lord, we decree and declare we're not here to play. We will not leave this place the same. We speak it to our dead minds to come alive. We speak it to our dead thoughts to come alive. We speak it to our dead bodies to come alive. And Lord, we release our spirit to you that you could have your way. And in Jesus' name we pray, and all in agreement said, amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5, 6, and 7. Excuse if you hear a little noise. I got some cables twisted here. We want to get that in order. Chapter 1, verses 5, 6, and 7. Amen. Amen. But also for this reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Oh, wait a minute. I need some virtue? Add to your faith virtue, to virtue add knowledge, to knowledge add self-control, to self-control add perseverance, to perseverance add godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten. Therefore, brother, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. See, one thing about taking on the characteristics of God is that now we're on a foundation that we can't fall anymore. I know you sinned. That's past. I know you've fallen short. That's past. Never again. Come on, speak some life into that now, not the past. The past is dead. Remember I told you something must die before Jesus can ever live in you? Speak out life to the area to replace the deadness that has been removed. See, we go through the processes and we take away things, but don't you know that before you can ever be whole, you have to feel what has been taken away? No, you cannot just go from not being angry to being mad. No, that's just staying in the same realm. You can't go from being sick to just all right. No. That's just another form of sick. You have to completely remove whatever that burden, whatever that barren, whatever that yoke is around you. You have to remove it, but before it will stop never coming back, you must replace it with something better. See, that's that one mind of God that I can have the mind of Christ in me. That's the mind of God that I know is in my relationship, that I am now being transformed by the what? Renewing of my mind. See, the more I get like him, it's not my mind anymore, but it's his mind. And now I'm learning that as I remove these things, I don't just walk out blind anymore. I know I better fill it back up before I try to go out there and get in warfare, before I get out there and get in intercessory, before I get out there standing in the gap, because we're not worthy if we're not full. I'm going to challenge you tonight. For every empty spot, you fill it with something better. Oh, I know you missed it then. Oh, it's never too late for God. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Oh, it's not too late. It's not too late. As long as you can go through that process, it is not too late to give it all to God. Oh, no. Stop beating yourself up. Stop condemning yourself. Let yourself off the hook, because Jesus said, don't forget God. He didn't forget you. Don't forget yourself. And now when you feel, oh, my God, don't you feel better? I feel in the spirit. This. I don't know who you are. But there's one person out there jumping around filling some empty spots because you said, you know what? I get it. Pastor E just got it. Oh, yes, that message was for me. I had a bunch of empty spots that were camouflaged because of the energy and the ability. But you know what? I need to be whole too. I went to the process of filling them empty spots. I ain't done yet. There's some empty crevices. There's some areas in there. I'm filling it all with something better. But guess what? Don't overwork yourself. Don't think it's all going to be overnight. Now, see, when Jesus did it for you, it was done immediately. When? But because you did not take advantage of it, when? You got to work it in now, baby. You got to go a little bit harder now. You got to go to work because now you missed your opportunity. Oh, but glory be to God, because of the blood, your opportunity become new now when you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. You now put on the mantle that I am living proof because of he who lives in me now. I know I don't look the same. I know I don't talk the same. I know I don't sound the same because of he who lives in me. See, talking about Jesus, family, means I want to be like Jesus. It's my actions. It's not my words. It's my actions. It's not the broadcast. It's my actions. It's not my Holy Ghost dance. My praise, my worship, that's for me giving back to God. I hope you join in with me. Now we got two praising going radical, lifting up God and knowing that one God is being praised. One God is being lifted up, not 30, 50, 100 in one building. Oh, I just felt that in the Holy Spirit. Somebody's experiencing that. So like you go to church and there's a million different gods up in there. You're in the wrong place, family. Excuse me. You need to be somewhere when you walk in the door automatically. You be like, oh, I don't know, I'm in the right place. Oh, yeah, let me go kick these shoes off now. Let me get in my area. Let me get my praise on. See, church, you know, it is a collective place for us to fellowship together, but it don't mean we doing the same praise at the same time. Oh, yeah, praise is going up. Blessings are coming down, but you doing your, let me speak briefly for myself. I'm doing me because I'm giving him the best. Call me crazy, call me loud, do whatever. That's why I'm glad God sent me somewhere. It's just like me. I'm not going to tell the full testimony of how I ended up where I am right now. Still doing full-time ministry for P2P and the Now Network, but also connected full-time ministry with a body. My God, it can be done. But that person out there that says, yeah, I don't have enough time. Yes, you can do it. We all have the same 24 hours every day. And no matter what somebody's doing, if they're doing it, so can you. It's just, what are you doing with your time? That's a whole other message. Oh, my God. But we must relate with him, family. We must get closer to him. And that is the essence and the protocol of this broadcast. Is that everybody connected, whether a guest, whether a listener, whether a prayer warrior, whether the green room, a minister, whatever your job or your position. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever your position is here, you're going to still give him the best because we're here to go closer and get better and get more like Jesus. Ultimate goal. Now, I'm going to share these. And there, I know my covenant partners out there have them. Probably say no, say it again, and I am. But we've talked about these Christian characteristics before. I can't even tell you how many times we verbally have taught this principle. But it's a principle that you can never outteach. Because we're going to bring up Minister Terry on Let's Talk Jesus, and I want to hear her list how it's grown. We have seven qualities that God gave us, but it doesn't have to stay at seven. That's my number. Yours might be 14, 77, 777. It may be whatever it is, but you have to grow you this. And yes, they work for me, and believe me, they'll work for you too. But are you putting them to work? The number one Christian Jesus quality is virtue. Virtue is when you're fulfilling God's design for a life of moral excellence. See, you now, your morals are about Christ. And what was his morals? To save the world. what was his morals? To love your neighbor. What was his morals? To heal the sick, to raise the dead. What were his morals? See, we have to know that fulfilling God's design for a life of moral excellence. Family, to be like Christ, you got to have morals like Christ. And no, they have nothing to do with you. And in this, I cannot overstate this fact, is that nothing that we're learning is really helping us be us. It's really taking all of our qualities out. It's really removing all of our own little attitudes and all of our own little, I can say that word again, attitudes, that now you hear God coming out because it's his virtue. My God, of a life of moral excellence. Number two, knowledge. You have to have knowledge if you're going to be like Christ. Bible says that my people perish for what? A lack of knowledge. What's knowledge? Knowledge is studying God's word to gain wisdom to combat falsehood. See, you can't never say you're wrong if you ain't never been told the truth. That's why I say, for God so loved the world, and even though they didn't get the truth, they just need to be told the truth. I don't care if they're Muslim, I don't care if they're Buddhist, I don't care what they are. The only reason they are who they are is because they do not know the truth. Yes, it hurt, so people ran. Most religions do what they do because it's easy. Oh no, I know it looks hard on the outside. You can have as many as you want. You can do whatever you want. You can have out of marriage intercourse, and it's not a problem. But they stand on corners and they beat up Christians that have morals. Oh, my God. Knowledge, studying God's word to gain wisdom, to combat falsehood. But here, let me footnote that part there. That same man on the corner that is talking about Jesus is the same one that could come to Jesus because he doesn't know the truth. See, when we change our morals, all we do is tell the what? Thank you. I heard it in the spirit. Number three, self-control. Self-control is when you reverence God so much that you choose to act like God in your behavior. Yes, your behavior. You don't have no funky attitude no more. You don't have a upside down opposition. What you have is a conscious moral excellence. What you have is a essence of knowledge about you, and now you can get some self-control, because now number four comes perseverance. See, perseverance is the attitude of hope. Now, you remember, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, but when you got an attitude of hope, you're not expecting, you're just waiting. You know it's coming, and you have no concern of a day, time, or hour. You just know it's coming. I need 15 people tonight just to say it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. No, I didn't say tell your neighbor, I said tell yourself. Tell yourself it's coming. Oh, yeah, that one person that missed out. No. Say, for all emptiness, I'm feeling it. Joy. For all, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Come on, I'm feeling it. You cannot be empty anymore to be whole. You must now die so you can be life in Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit. My God. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if you know this principle out of the whole book of Acts. The whole principle is one, that we all should be equal, that we all should have the same, that we all should be able to do. But see, we always be over somebody. We always going to have something better than somebody. We always want to be better than somebody. Well, don't you know, when the Holy Spirit came, it came for the spirit of one. Do you know, in that upper room, there were 11 gentlemen that were in confusion. They were confused. There was 11 gentlemen up there that was looking at each other like, is he going to do me? Is he the next Judas? There was up in that. Can you imagine what was really going on up in that room until they saw him? Peter might have been ready to jump off the ledge and kill himself. He was no better than Judas. None of them were. They all denied Christ. Judas got caught on the tree. The rest of them got caught by the word saying, don't forget, Peter. You go get them. You go round them up. And I wasn't there for the conversation, but I believe if Judas would not have been on that tree, that he would have got an opportunity to be saved. But because of his own self-condemnation, he took his own life and thought he was his own God. Oh, no, don't be your own God. Listen and wait for the voice. It says, no matter what you've done, don't forget and come on home. and get an attitude of hope through confidence in God's character. So now you can experience number five, godliness. What's godliness? Honoring God in every area of your life, in every circumstance of your life, in every situation in your life, of every relationship in your life, you are going to honor God. That's what godliness is. Because number six, you need some brotherly kindness. That's when you have a warm-hearted affection. You see each other and be like, hey, my family. Instead of being like, oh, I don't feel like hugging her. Oh, let me go this way. That's not brotherly affection. I didn't say brotherly love. Brotherly love. I love you, brother, from across the street. Brotherly affection is when we treat each other like brothers and like sisters. Not like flirts and not like opportunities and booze and side pieces and all that. No, as brothers and sisters. And I'm not knocking if God put two together. When a man finds a good thing, he ain't going wrong. But that has nothing to do with knowing and coming in unity with one another. Has nothing to do with it. Now, I'm not saying you can't come from that, but that's not the reason that you became in fellowship of one. The fellowship is one, is all of us coming together and having virtue and knowledge and self-control and perseverance and godliness and brotherly love, kindness, because now we need number seven, which is love. Love wrapped up into three words. Sacrificing for others. That's love. You want some proof? John 3:16, for God so what? Loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. See, we need to be more like him, and we can do it. I'm here to testify. It can be done. I'm a witness. You need proof? I'm living proof. It can be done. But the work began with me. So I could see the change, what, in me. And now I can walk with me on the inside. So now, watch this. My actions are led by the Spirit. Nobody gets hurt. No excuses. No sorries. Nobody get hurt. Because it's the love of God. Sacrificing for others. Let's talk Jesus. That's all we're gonna have for tonight. We're going to share that basis of what this broadcast is about, and we're going off from now. From then on, we're gonna make a listing. We're looking for a guest for next week, and we're hoping to fill up the first three months of this season with at least every other week a special guest to come and talk about Jesus, give them an opportunity to minister for about 15, 20 minutes, and come in and open the lines up and talk about Jesus. This broadcast must grow more with your interaction. We need you to be more interacting in this season on Let's Talk Jesus, on Man Up, on The Prophet's Closet, on Temple of Emmanuel, on Women Speak Now, on Let's Talk About It, on Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn, and still don't know the name of Sunday's broadcast. We're gonna have something ready and confirmed by February. But to be a part of every area, every evening, and to sow into and to believe in what God is doing here. Amen. But it starts here with us knowing Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. We in now. Stay in the now. You won't get in the past. Stay in the now. You won't get in the future. You'll stay in your now. Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for another opportunity just to connect and just to love on you, Lord, and to know that you've given us life, and you've given us life more abundantly. So, Lord, we receive it, and we will not discard you, Lord. We will not disrespect you, Lord, in your giving, but, Lord, we will honor you like never before. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for this day, for this broadcast, for this network, for every covenant partner, for every situation. For Lord, we thank you that, Lord, we can continue to do what you've called us to do, and that's share your love with all who need you. And that's each and every one of us, whether lost, whether saved, whether unsaved, we all need him. So, Lord, thank you for saving me. Thank you for giving us this opportunity. And, Lord, thank you that you be lifted up, glorified, magnified, and honored in Jesus' name. We pray. And all in agreement said, amen. Family, God bless you guys. Thank you for joining us tonight. Share this replay with someone who didn't get a chance to listen to it. Tag it, share it on Facebook, Instagram, any areas that you can to get the word out. We want to really make Let's Talk Jesus successful in the season of 2019, that people can really have a place to talk about Jesus. Amen. We love you, family. We honor you. We thank God for you. And we know that you are made purposely by God. You are God's greatest miracle. Don't let anybody tell you nothing different, because you are His.
Hallelujah. If you know that He's a firm foundation, glory to Him. You're awesome in this place.
Tomorrow night for the Prophet's Closet with Prophet Wayne.